This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, David P. Wedding, Appellant versus City of Ladue, et al. By respondents, decided March 11th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. David Oding, Nome, ED1 Lansdowne 20717. Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County, verse, cause number 23SL. CC04734, City of Ladue, ETAL, Honorable Stanley J. Wallach, respondents. Filed March 11, 2025. The City of Ladue's Building Commissioner issued building permits to YA and DS property owners for residential construction on a lot neighboring David Edding's home. Almost a year after issuance of the permits, Edding filed an appeal with Ladue's Zoning Board of Adjustment, seeking revocation of the permits because the lot failed to meet Ladue's frontage requirements. Based on Edding's significant delay in challenging the permits, the board dismissed Edding's appeal as untimely. Edding argues that he filed his appeal within a reasonable time after confirming the alleged violation, and it was, therefore, timely. Because Edding failed to file a timely appeal to the board's decision is affirmed. Background. In January 2022, property owners submitted their home building plans to the Neighborhood Board of Trustees as a necessary step before applying for permits from the board. Two Oding served as one of three trustees at the time. Oding opposed the building plan, but was outvoted, and the board approved the building plans for the construction of the residence. Property owners then applied for building permits from Ladue, which approved and issued the permits in August 2022. Construction began on the property shortly thereafter. In September 2022, property owners requested a variance from Ladue to build non-conforming retaining walls. Wedding wrote a letter of opposition to the board on October 4, 2022. On June 19, 2023, nearly a year after issuance of the permits, Wedding's attorney wrote a letter to property owners describing the potential issues with the development. That letter stated that property owner's lot lacked 90 feet of frontage as required by city ordinances. On August 8, 2023, a city building official confirmed that the actual frontage was less than 90 feet, measuring only 82.13 feet. On August 28, 2023, Edding appealed the issuance of the building permits to the board on the basis that City Ordinance 1175, paragraph 3A, 3B, and VB1 required a frontage of 90 feet for buildable lots in residential districts. The board held a hearing on October 3, 2023. Relying on its rules and regulations, the board determined that because Edding's appeal was submitted after 30 days of the issuance of the permits, his appeal was untimely, and it denied his appeal. The board did not hear any evidence on the merits of the appeal. Edding petitioned for review in the Circuit Court, which affirmed the board's decision. In its order, the Circuit Court ruled that the 30-day period began to run when Edding had notice of permits issuance. Edding appeals, standard of review. This court reviews the findings and conclusions of the board rather than the Circuit Court's judgment. Antioch Semtialer Church versus BD of Zoning Adjustment of City of Kansas City, 543 SWW 3D 28, 33, Mo Bank, 2018. Judicial review of an agency decision shall include the three determination whether the decision is authorized by law, and in cases in which a hearing is required by law, whether the decision is supported by competent and substantial evidence upon the whole record. Mo Constern Artiner V, paragraph 18. Whether the decision is authorized by law is a legal determination which is reviewed de novo. Antioch, 543 SWW 3D at 34. Determining whether the decision is supported by competent and substantial evidence does not mean that the reviewing court may substitute its own judgment on the evidence for that of the administrative tribunal. ID. Quoting State Ex Rel Tife V. Beattie of Zoning Adjustment of Kansas City, 24 SW 3D 681, 684, Motor Bank 2000. Rather, an appellate court must view the evidence and reasonable inferences therefrom in a light most favorable to the decision. Idenser, quoting Teffi, 24 SW 3D at 684. Analysis. The only issue before this court is whether the board erred in finding Oetting's appeal untimely. Pursuant to prior of 89-100 RSMO 2016, appeals shall be taken within a reasonable time, as provided by the rules of the board. Here, the rules and regulations of the board, paragraph 7, state that any such appeal shall be taken within 30 days after the building commissioner has made a final decision, which has been submitted in writing to the applicant. The time to file an appeal commences to run when notice, actual or constructive, is given the party affected by the order to be appealed. Stayats,